Well, I have a... Actually, you can rationalize the fiscal incentives. There are two areas that are ripe for improvements. The rationalization of fiscal incentives. Madami tayong binibigyan ng mga incentive na hindi na tama. And we're losing a lot of money here. A lot of these leaks can be plugged. The second is the sin taxes. Taxes on alcohol and cigarettes. Yan ang dalawang taxes that are really ripe for raising. So, malamang, just for para mas marami kang maris, yan ang dalawang gagalangin. Kasi yan ang dalawang list ang effect. Ha?
Thanks.
Baka siguro, kung meron kang itatax dyan, it will be on an increase in the you saw telecom companies and franchise tax. It's not going to be significant, but it will help. But not on direct taxing. Franchise tax. I also have extensive experience in taxation. And ang tingin ko kasi ito lang ang dalawang area right now that can be accepted by our people. Kasi wala namang masyadong effect sa kanila yung rationalizing fiscal incentives. Kailangan na nga rin eh. I've been chairman of the Committee on Finance Budget for 5 years. The problem with our budget process is that even if it is not re-enacted, ang ginagawa ng budget department, titingnan nakaraan, plus 3%. The budget has never been used to finance a strategy in an economic, parang to finance an economic program. Kasi nga, right now, as much as 33% of our budget goes to salaries na. And about a little less than 30% goes to debt service. So between salaries and debt service, and then local government budgets at 20%, halos wala nang natitira. Kaya the flexibility is very limited unless you are able to increase it right now. Because right now, if you fail to increase the budget, the revenues, mali na lang flexibility mo. 33% kasi sweldo na eh. Hindi mo naman pwedeng bawasin na yun. And then yung pabayad mo sa debts, almost 30 na rin. And then you have the local government na 20. So practically, wala na masyado. Kaya, kailangan mo ng palakihin lang. Well, you can plug the 60% you can no longer plug. Ito sinasabi ko nga sa iba eh. Hindi naintindihan eh. You cannot plug the 33% salaries. Kasi, sweldo yan eh. Dapat nga, increasean mo pa yan. You cannot plug the 27%, more or less, na pambayad ng utang. It's fixed eh. And you can plug the local government tax, 20%, on the local level, not on the national. Kasi obligado kang ibigay sa kanila yan, yung share ng local government. You are mandated to give it to them. Of course, may corruption minsan doon. Yeah, but you hindi mo kontrolado yung local, you can reduce it, you try to reduce it. But ang control mo rito sa ano is only on what will be left. And you can control that by ensuring that number one, you set a good example. Kaya I mentioned kanina, i-award mo na lahat ng contracts. I-announce mo na, walang hihingi sa inyo pera. Sabi mo sa akin, kung may hihingi, i-televise natin. And the bidding will be done on television. So that you set a... But even with that, kulang pa din. Kaya hindi kaya ng yun lang. Kasi nga yung about 80% to 90% of your budget, gawin na. The pork barrel can be reformed. It can be reformed. Ang gagawin ko dyan, instead of removing it, which will start a war with Congress and thus delay your projects, delay your programs. What you can do is to just use it to financial development. For example, I have a program sa education. Pwedeng sabihin, okay, lahat ng pagbaral for year one, classroom lang. In other words, wala kayong ibang pwedeng gawin kundi puro classroom. You can name where to put it. Ikaw bahala pumili kung anong pangalan. Pero, kailangan classroom. So, May pork pa rin, pero plus 4. Hindi masyado magiging happy yung congressman dyan, pero hindi naman sila masyado malulungkot. So parang win-win. But if you remove it, suddenly, immediately you will already divide the country. And you will not be able to pursue your reforms. Bablaking. But it can be reformed.
I have a question on extrajudicial killings. You mentioned that it's time to investigate extrajudicial killings and disappearance of trade unionists. What is your what will you do from the time of Marcos to Arroyo? Will you be going that far?
Extrajudicial killings?
Uh-huh.
The extrajudicial killings must not be to me, it's the signal. The president may or may give signals na pwede yan, hindi pwede yun. I'm against, and that is why ako, ano kay La Casa Tortue, na, and maski nandiyan siya kasi La Casa, no government should allow killings. To me, pagka nagkaka-extrajudicial ka, it shows the deficiencies, the weakness of our judiciary. Dapat i-address nyo, but you cannot authorize under no circumstances will you authorize extrajudicial killings.
I think you have to go, Senator. Thank you very much for joining Vlog Watch at Page. Isn't that the last?
Sayang, medyo may...
Yeah, I know, you have somewhere to
go. Ganado pa naman ako.
Teka, yeah, I know.
Wala, next time.
Does your son want, or your children want to say, give a message to... Do they want to say a message to...
Babati, siguro. Babati lang.
To our online community, say something.
You want to just... Say Merry Christmas.
They saw you online, eh? Here.